Welcome to the official UK Top 40 singles, albums and films. So here we go, the full rundown of the charts, first produced on the 3rd of November 2023. First of all, the singles chart. Here we go, at 40, Suicidal Idol, Ecstasy. 39, Drake featuring J. Cole, First Person Shooter. At 38, a re-entry, Wheatus, Teenage Dirtbag. At 37, Fred Again, Adore You. 36, Campbell and Alchemist, Would You Go To Bed With Me. 35, Dua Lipa, Dance The Night From The Barbie Album. 34, Tens, Me And You. 33, Bastille, Pompeii. 32, Jungle, Back In 74. 31, Fred Again and Jozzy, 10. At 30, Zara Larsson and David Guetta, On My Love. A re-entry at 29, Bobby Boris Pickett, Monster Mash. 28, Kid Larry, Jungkook, Central, Too Much. 27, Izzy Cross, Bittersweet Goodbye. 26, Doja Cat and Gora Hills. 25, Becky Hill and Chasing Status, Disconnect. At 24, David Central C, Sprinter. At 23, Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves, I Remember Everything. 22, Drake featuring Yeet, IDGF. A re-entry at 21, Ray Parker Jr., Ghostbusters. A re-entry at 20, Michael Jackson, Thriller. At 19, Love Rodrigo, Getting Back. At 18, Chasing Status, EdXRD, Liquor and Cancer Sticks. At 17, Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire. At 16, Troye Sivan, One of Your Girls. At 15, Drake featuring Sexy Red and SZA, Rich Baby Daddy. New entry at 14, Danny Elfman, This Is Halloween. 13, Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red. At 12, Billy Gillies featuring Anna Boylan, DNA, Loving You. 11, Mitski, My Love Mine, All Mine. At 10, Noah Kahan, Stick Season. At 9, Sonny Fadura, MK Douglas, Asking. At 8, Chasing Status, Boo, Flo Dan, Badadan. At 7, Tyler and Water. 6, Tate McRae and Greedy. A new entry at 5, Taylor Swift, Slut. At 4, Kenya Grace, Strangers. At 3, Castle Ray, D-Bot Europe, Prada. A new entry, Taylor Swift, Now That We Don't Talk, Taylor's Version. And a new entry in at number 1 is It Over Now by Taylor Swift. There you go, there's your top 40 singles for this week. And now we look at the top 40 albums. And we run this down right now. At 40, Lewis Capaldi, Divinely Uninspired To A Headless Extent. A new entry at 39, Daniel O'Donnell, How Lucky I Must Be. At 38, Noah Kahan and Stick Season. At 37, Lana Del Rey, Born To Die, great album. 36, SZA and SOS. 35, Harry Styles, Harry's House. 34, Joel Corey, Another Friday Night. New entry at 33, Gaslight Anthem, History Books. 32, Queen, Greatest Hits. New entry at 31, Fizz, The Secret To Life. At 30, Oasis, Time Flies. A new entry at 29, Billy Bragg, The Roaring 40. At 28, Taylor Swift, 1989. At 27, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. At 26, Post Malone, The Diamond Collection. And a new entry at 25, Brent Fayaz and Larger Than Life. 24, Arctic Monkeys, AM, new entry at 23, Simple Minds, New Gold Dream, Life from Paisley Abbey. 22, ABBA, Gold Greatest Hits. At 21, Taylor Swift, Speak Now. At 20, Taylor Swift, Reputation. At 19, I Love Rodrigo, Sour. At 18, Michael Jackson, Essential. At 17, Eminem, Curtain Call the Hits. At 16, Taylor Swift, Folklore. At 15, Taylor Swift, Lover. At 14, Blink 182, One More Time. At 13, Elton John, Diamonds. At 12, Fleetwood Mac, 50 Years Don't Stop. At 11, Taylor Swift, Midnights. And new entry at 10, Alfie Bow, Open Arms, The Symphonic Songbook. At 9, Drake, For All The Gods. At 8, Weekend, The Highlights. And new entry at 7, Cassie's Dead, Famous Last Words. At 6, Liv Rodrigo, Guts. And new entry at 5, James Blunt, Who We Used To Be. And new entry at 4, Duran Duran, Dance Macabre. At 3, Rolling Stones, Hackney Diamonds. That's down from the number 1 spot last week. At 2, new entry, OMD, Bauhaus Staircase. And straight into the number 1 spot this week, you guessed it, yep, Taylor Swift and her album called 1989, Taylor's Version. So there you go, that's the top 40 albums, dominated by Taylor Swift, as it is with the singles. So let's run down the top 40 films this week. This was first produced on the 1st of November 2023. At 40, Re-entry, Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore. 39, Sing 2. At 38, Shrek. At 37, Coraline. 36, Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken. 35, Top Gun Maverick, re-entry at 34, Scream. At 33, The Batman. At 32, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. At 31, Scream 5. At 30, Halloween Ends. At a re-entry at 29, Operation Mincemeat. 28, Renfield. 27, Elvis. 26, Insidious, The Red Door. 25, The Flash. 24, Trolls World Tour. 23, Casper. At 22, Trolls. Megan is at 21. And the entry at 20, Cobweb. Down at 19, Cocaine Bear. The Nun 2 goes down at 18. Up at 17, Beetlejuice. Down to 16, Fast X. Down to 15, The Pope's Exorcist. Down to 14, goes Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 3. Up at 13, The Corpse's Bride. Down at 12, Transformers Rise of the Beast. Re-entry 11, The Original Exorcist. New entry at 10, Talk to Me. Down at 9, Practical Magic. Staying at 8, The Super Mario Brothers Movie. New entry at 7, Hellraiser Quartet of Torment. Down at 6, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Up at 5, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. New entry at 4, Gran Turismo. Down at 3, Meg 2, The Trench. Down at 2, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. And going up to the number 1 spot, yet again, is the film called Barbie. So there you go, there is your top 40 films that you've bought, or actually even streamed on probably Netflix, Amazon and so forth. It's all compiled into the top 40 official film chart. Last words really. The singles and the albums dominated, as I've said, by Taylor Swift doing great business for herself and her record company. It was never, we're going to start reflecting now, it was never like that in the best decade of music, which was the 1980s. It was never like that. You wouldn't get Michael Jackson having like 15 albums, in the chart, or about 100 singles in the top 100. it's just really scandalous how someone can have so many albums and songs in the charts all at one go. It's not illegal, but it's a bit unfair on everybody else. I suppose if you look at the way you could look at it is, like, this is really true, actually. It's a similar thing. Gore-Tex, right, is the world's leading waterproof system, right? There's no two ways about it. But they dominate the waterproof industry. So the big jacket brands, Berghaus, Sprayway, Architects, and all North Face, all the big major brands, they dominate. Adidas even. And what happens is all the other really good waterproof systems, like for instance, and it's a very good example of making it, the system called Event. That has been completely thrown in the bin because they couldn't compete with Gore-Tex. So it's the same thing. Taylor Swift is dominating the same way as Gore-Tex is dominating the waterproof industry, or the waterproof jacket industry or trainers or whatever. No, it's not illegal. I'm not saying it's illegal. It's just not fair because you're ruining the chances for everybody else. Well, Taylor Swift and a record company won't give a shit, but it's a bit unfair. All I'm saying is it's not really fair. You could say the same thing with football. You've got Man City here in the UK anyway. They're winning. Well, they're not doing too great at the moment, but they're not. It's not fair on the others. They've been dominating the Premier League for I don't know how long. It's just the same thing every single year. It's just boring. Right, who's going to win? Man City, okay. It's completely stifling the rest of them. So, you look at Man City, it's basically like Taylor Swift. taking the heat out of the charts and not giving anyone else a chance. But then you could say all the other teams should actually be trying to compete. And the same thing in the chart, others got to compete against Taylor Swift. But who's going to compete? Do you know, like, there isn't anybody to compete against Taylor Swift. So it gets a bit boring, you know. But well done to Taylor Swift anyway. She's done her business, she's getting loads of money. And she's making some good tunes. I mean, that number one song that she's got is not too bad. There's quite a few songs that I like of Taylor Swift's. But I just want to see, do you know, like, the likes of Evanescence coming back and, you know, because they're a well-known organised band and, you know, they've got loads of fans and I'd like to see them doing more things. I'd like to see Seal doing more things. You know, some of the 80s, I mean, if Duran Duran can do it, then why can't all the rest of them do it? Like, what's the problem with these guys? You know, even, you know, there's some 80s, some more 80s people coming into the charts doing the business. Michael Jackson's always in. I think he's probably making more money now dead than he was alive. Do you know what I mean? So, perhaps he isn't dead, actually. A lot of people don't think he's dead. I am 50-50 on that, by the way. I don't really think Michael Jackson's dead. I really don't. I'm a little bit sceptical about George Michael being dead. Just find that really strange. On Christmas Day of all days as well. I don't know. I'm really sceptical. No, I'm not a sceptical person, by the way, but I'm sceptical about these things. Because they know, that these artists know that they make more money dead than they are alive, because there's no tax to pay, is there? They don't get taxed because they're not there anymore. So the family take the money. You know, of course, the everybody else gets the money, of course. You know, the record company still gets their cut, but, like, so does the artist, you know, so the artist family will get that money. So they'll just pass it on to him, won't they? You know, he goes into disguise, he goes underground. So now he's not paying any tax. So how much more money is he getting being dead? It's not that difficult. If you look at the way, look at Take That, yeah, they've got a new album coming out soon. I saw a video of them. They were coming down a street, a normal street in London, going to the studio. This, you won't believe it was a studio, but it's actually a studio. And there's loads of people just walking past them. Like, no one recognised them. Like, Take That, you know, I mean, I don't particularly think they're great or anything, but I do like Shine, and there's another song I like. But they're not particularly someone I'm not really interested in. But they're famous, ain't they? I mean, at the end of the day, they're famous. They've played to a billion people, maybe more, you know, over their time. So to see people walking past them proves a point. Do you know what I mean? You could be George Michael and no one would recognise you. You know? You could walk down the street and nobody would recognise you. I think the only thing George Michael's going to be a little bit more recognisable, I think. But, you know, I don't think anyone would really care. So all he has to do is just change that beard. Do you know? All he has to do is change the beard. Have a number one haircut. And keep to that. How would you know? Don't wear any bloody shades. The thing is, he would get caught out by wearing shades, because he was wearing shades all the time. So he doesn't wear shades no more. No beard, no moustache, no nothing. Just number one haircut. How would you know who it is? You could walk down the street and no one would know. Put a cap on or something. So I think these things could happen, you know. But then his fame would go, wouldn't it? You know, the thing is, that's the thing that would stop him, I think, or anyone else. Because, like, you've got all these fans, you know, and you get used to all that attention and the media spotlight. So, like, you're completely famous and everything. And I think although you'd get loads and loads of money, I think you'd miss all that fame and that adulation. I do generally believe you would miss that. And if you look at what I'm saying, Paul Gascoigne, well, he's got a history, hasn't he? Gazza, he wasn't particularly brilliant. I don't think he was a brilliant player, football player. You know, he had his time and everything, and he wasn't the worst player. He was always messing about and stuff, but you know, he was all right. Played for Tottenham, did quite well. But he's the perfect example of what I'm saying. You know, he was robbed by his friends. Jimmy Fivebellies, whatever his name was, and other people, they just, whilst he was famous, they took all his money, you know, and Gascoigne was ill-advised. Gazza was ill-advised. People that cared about him didn't give a shit. They just wanted his money. And so he was left, he still had a lot of money and that over, but when his playing career finished, he couldn't accept, and he still can't accept it, that it's over. You know, so his fame, the shine in your eye, the little twinkle in your eye that every famous person has now gone, because you're no longer a star. I mean, you're still known, you're still famous in a way, but the twinkle is gone. So what do you do? And so Gazza was so badly advised, all his friends dropped off, all them guys that were supposedly his best friend, they dropped off. But he wasn't making any money now. They just creamed him. Well, that was his own fault. It's pretty fucking obvious, isn't it? Someone's robbing you. So it was a bit thick. I think it was just totally thick. And he needed advice. But look what happened to him. He couldn't take it. It's not the fact that he was getting robbed by his fucking so-called mates. It was that he couldn't take not having the fame, not being in a football club. And that's what I'm trying to say. If George Michael or Michael Jackson or even Tupac is actually alive, although they're getting much more money than they normally would, they would miss the fame. The same way as Paul Gascoigne does, and still does. I don't believe he'll ever get over it. And that's why, look what happened to him. Look at the state of him. Fucking hell. It's an absolute tragedy. It really is. I mean, most of these football players accept it. You know, it's a short career. They've built up a load of money. Millions and millions of pounds. They don't have to work again. You know what I mean? If you look at these players now, they don't have to work again. Like De Gea, does he give a shit? Like, he doesn't give a shit. He's earned a fortune. So, although his fame is still have the twinkle. He's still got a bit of time. But it'll be fading if he's not careful. But he won't care. He's got all the money. So that's where Gazza sort of fucked up. Do you know what I'm, you know what I'm saying about the, you understand where I'm coming from? So yeah, I get back to the 80s, Duran Duran's new album, Dance Macabre. What the hell does that mean? What a shit album. Honestly, it is absolutely fucking shit with a capital S. I mean, it's understandable why it's only number four, comes in at number four. That'll bum out of it. That'll be in the 30s or 40s next week when I count it down. It's a dreadful album. It's not even Duran Duran. Do you know what I mean? That sound, that unique sound that they've had all these decades. And it's completely changed. And the other thing is, I wouldn't ever do on an album, on an album like that anyway, is to do covers. And there's about three covers on that album. Like, you only do covers on something like a compilation, not on a normal album. So they fucked up in a big fucking way. They really did. They fucked up. But I'd love to see Howard Jones back in the chart. Human League, why can't they? They've got a date on the 6th of December at the AO Arena, Manchester. So they're still touring. They're still in the game. Phil Oakey's still got his voice. Why can't they come out with a bloody good album to take on Taylor Swift, you know? Why can't they do that? And I don't understand that. You know, they've got this sound. I know Human League and Howard Jones, Paul Young is finished now. But why can't they, these people that are still Simple Minds in the chart as well, why can't they just come out with a brand new album that's going to sound like, say, Howard Jones or whoever, but have that kind of 2023 kind of sound to it? You know, what is wrong with these people? Every album that Howard Jones has brought out, it's always been that kind of 80s sound. Like, you can't, I mean, some of the 80s songs, like, of course, you look at Thriller by Michael Jackson, and they're still doing the business. So you can have that kind of sound, but you need to bring it into the 2023s. And to do that, you've got to listen to the charts. You've got to listen to what people are buying. And then say, well, okay, this is the sound. We know what sound that is. So we'll just incorporate that sound into our kind of sound. You know? What's the lyrics? What are people talking? What's the lyrics? What people really want to hear? Why the fuck is Eminem still in the chart? Is he himself buying the albums? Because I can't imagine anyone's actually buying this album. He's fucking dead and buried, that bloody Eminem. It's finished. His gig's over. That's what I think anyway. He's done now. He's done. He's got his money. He's pretty much done. And he's getting older now. I don't know how old Marshall Mathers is. He's getting on. And his body can't take all the drugs, you know. And Eminem nearly died. I know the story, and not a lot of people do, but I know the story about Eminem. And it was touch and go. Eminem, we would have been, all these media people would have been reporting he's died. Because it was touch and go. And now he's a changed guy. He don't take drugs no more. He said that, and he don't even sing about drugs anymore. like you used to. And now it's become, because he's getting more wiser, but because of that incident, it takes something like that to for you to realise how fucking damaging it is to your body, you know? Like, you can, all this thing that, you know, while you're high as a kite and you might feel confident, you might feel this and that, you might feel relaxed even, like calmer or whatever, but this is like the psychoactive ingredient that's fucking your brain, because it shouldn't be in your brain. And after time, you're just gonna, your brain cells are dying off, man. And your body, or your body just, I don't know, just fucks up eventually. And then one day you're gonna wake up and take that hit, whatever you're on, just the same as Eminem, just the same as Dr. Dre, just the same as all the other rap stars. And you might not wake up, because the same thing as what my uncle, unfortunately, he told me before he died, right? This is going to help everybody now. Or those that give a shit about themselves anyway. This is about the rap music, it's about music. About why it's not good to take drugs, you know. And my uncle was a heroin addict. He was always in prison. I learned a lot from that guy. You have to have someone who's died, who's been in prison and died, to understand how bad this is. You can't. If you haven't had that experience, you'll never know. So you'll just continue doing it until something bad happens to you. Then you're struggling, you know. And so my uncle, he wasn't in the rap game, but he taught me everything. And he sat down one day. This was my nana's house. I was only about fucking 12 or something like that. And he shouldn't have been doing this, but he fucking taught me something. I'll never forget it, right? And maybe that's the idea behind what he was trying to do, because it's fucking worked. And he told me, sat down, he had a needle. Obviously, I'm fucking scared to death of needles. And he had this needle, and he had a spoon. This massive spoon, like the biggest fucking spoon I've ever seen. I even asked him, where the fuck did you get that from? It was huge, man. It's like this horrible smell that came from it. I've never forgotten it. It's nothing I've ever smelled before. It was totally, I know when I smell it, I know it's heroin. And, well, there's something else with it as well. He never told me that. I think it might have been something else, because it smelled really, really strange. So anyway, he had this thing, and he got the injection thing, and then pushed up, and all this brown liquid went into the veil. And then he said, that does, he said, when I lay back, right, when I put it in me, when I lay back, I'm gonna start convulsing, and that's so, but just stay there, watch me, watch my eyes, watch what happens to my body. And he said, don't get scared or anything. I'll come round eventually. But if you get scared, just go, just leave. He said, this is why you shouldn't be doing this. And he looked at my eyes, he said, I wish, I'm your uncle, I wish I could stop this addiction. I can't stop it, it's too late. And he sticks it inside himself, and he laid back, and that was it. His eyes went to his back of his head, and he started shaking violently. I went, fuck that, I'm getting out of here. fucking horrific. And then when he came round, I was still there, when he came round, he looked awful, man. He looked like he'd just come from the fucking 6 foot under, if you know what I mean. He looked like death, you know. And he goes, this is what it does, this is how bad it is. The guy was crying, man. Like, tears in his eyes. He said, I wanted you to see how bad this is, Darren. This thing, any drugs that you take, it's so bad. And never ever think that it's clever. And you get all your friends thinking it's clever. All these idiots, these fucking junkies thinking it's clever. It's not that, he said, they're all telling lies. Maybe to themselves even. It's a load of shit. It's the worst thing you could do to yourself. He said, it's loads of people go, he said, when they say, oh, they're getting clever kind of thing. It's just denial. They're going to a thing called denial. And that's what's fucking them up. Their denial is actually fucking them up. Not the actual drug. It's a denial. So when Eminem used to sing about drugs, that was before he had that incident, near-death incident. And it took that for him to stop it. Do you want to go through that? I'll leave it there. Take care, everyone. Stay safe.